I hit start. Oh, I should turn the music off. Bye, Steve. Okay, do you have a sound test? Because I don't know if this is working right now. Joe.
Putting on the Ritz!
Yeah, that's perfect. Shauna Lene sheds her skin every 7 centuries. Nope. I'm way off. Hit it, Joe.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Just Be Cousins podcast. My name, as always, is Joe Neal, and this son of a bitch's name is Jason Mark.
How's it going?
He is my brother from another mother, the same grandmother. And even after he takes a shower, where he scrubs his asshole and his balls, he smells like a homeless guy.
Homeless. 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 Bowling. Alright, I've taken medicine.
I was going to say, I'm hearing a lot of Foley. What was the... Pill Foley?
Pill Foley. Wasn't he a shortstop for the Dodgers back in 87?
Phil Foley. He's number 88.
Yeah. Do they have numbers in baseball? Of course they do. Do they? Why do they have numbers?
I don't know.
They
and
do
I don't
because.
Know what the number range is, but our number range is from 1 to 88 because this is the 88th episode.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Halfway through 88 is 44, right? Mm-hmm. And the only reason I can remember, oh, yeah, they do have numbers in baseball is because. Reggie Jackson was number 44, and the reason I know that is because they bring it up in that movie, Summer of Sam, to support the theory that he was the killer who killed people with the gun, which was a 44. So the gun was a 44 caliber, I think Midnight Special, and Reggie Jackson had the number 44. And so they said, so he must be the guy going around killing people in Brooklyn or Queens or the Village or wherever the hell they were.
Did you just make that up, or is that's real?
No, that was in the movie. Yeah, that was.
Oh, I don't remember the movie or the historical events at all.
Did you not see the movie Summer of Sam?
Didn't see Summer of Sam. I saw just a bit of it where it seemed like an orgy with Sarah Michelle Gellar in it, but she seemed disturbed, and then no, I don't so think was
she,
I.
I don't think she was in that movie.
See, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, Spike Lee. It was a Spike Lee joint, Summer of Sam. And you know the son of Sam. You remember him, right?
Yeah, yeah. Serial killer.
I think you would have been about, like, 3 years old.
But I just don't remember anything about that particular serial killer except for didn't he talk to – or a dog talk to him?
Yeah, he thought Satan was talking to him through – yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So baseball players do have numbers, and Phil Foley was number 88. He played for the Dodgers back in 1988, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, this is the 88th episode, and I thought just now,
yeah,
maybe this isn't a good thought, but 88, the only thing that comes up for me is the Crazy 88 from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
And those are, I was thinking just now, that might be really fun to play some like YouTube shit, because just the sounds of the bride, Uma Thurman, killing the Crazy 88.
Okay.
That's just fun audio.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Actually, she walks in and screams, I think she chops some bitch's arm off and then screams something and in another language, and it's really hardcore, and then she just spends about a half hour in color and black and white chopping dudes' heads off. Just chopping them in half, chopping their limbs off, spanking a 12-year-old's ass with her sword. Anything, everything that you need. With music. A couple of different selections of music.
I guess this is that scene, Lucy Liu's smile at her, and Uma's talking back, and she turned it up a little bit.
Second there? Yeah. I kind of did.
Wait, did she already kick everyone's ass because she's covered with blood? No, she's about to.
Tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids. and there's some shoes. Okay, guy's running with his bamboo stick behind him. Got on the... Whoa! All right. That's enough of that. Let's get on with the show. We'll come back to do that later. More 88s. What about 88?
Well, she says something like...
Dude, your fake Japanese is awesome.
I was just thinking it was terrible.
No, that was really good. I think most people go
veering into other horrible.
No, that was good.
Imitations of other languages.
No, that was
anyway. Crazy 88. I don't think there were actually 88 of them. That's part of the joke in the movie.
Okay,
I love Quentin Tarantino. He's awesome.
Before we were getting ready, I was watching random YouTube videos, and one was the 10 most kick-ass scenes in any movie or in all movies, and it was not they were okay, but one of them was a scene from Django Pearl Heart. No, wait, was it Kickin' Django? What was it, the one he did, Quentin Tarantino, with the western Django Unchained, which I never saw. And it did not
it's
care
really
for the scene.
Good. There's a lot of blood in that movie too.
A lot of blood in all of his movies. It was funny because I was watching the scene and skipping through it, but the cuts and the camera work were so Quentin Tarantino. Even though he's not the photographer, I'm sure he's got some other guy, but it just felt so Quentin Tarantino. So I don't know.
Yeah, he's got style.
He got, and again,
a lot of blood. There's lots of blood. Maybe in every single movie he's ever made, there's a lot of blood.
There is.
But I wonder if our listener might want to look up, is there more blood in Kill Bill? Is there more blood in Django Unchained? Okay. Because there's lots of blood in both movies. Then you think about Pulp Fiction. I mean, he shoots Marvin in the face. That's what he does. Oh man, I shot Marvin in the face. And there's a lot of blood.
There is.
And they had to call Harvey Keitel because there was so much blood. And they had to clean it all up. Oh, good times.
I'm doing a check. Kill Bill bloodier than Django Unchained. What does Google say? Google says a lot of bullshit. Okay, never mind. I don't know.
Anyway, lots of blood. Can you? Just jumping right into stupid conversation. Can you think of other movies that just have egregious amount of blood? Just shitloads of blood.
Off the top of my head, no. Not, I mean,
you know what I think is weird is that the guy, Peter Jackson, that made Lord of the Rings, King Kong and whatnot, he made a movie a long time ago. It used to be called Dead Alive, but I think they even changed the name of it.
I know you would never
think that it was Peter Jackson, but that is the bloodiest movie that I've ever seen, by far.
Oh, you know what?
Dead Alive.
So,
yeah.
I just Googled, because that's what I do on this show. Welcome to the You Could Have Done It Yourself episode of Just Because, which is just like the other 87. Anyway, these are the 14 bloodiest horror movies ever made, and Dead Alive is in the top five.
What? What's number one?
Well, okay, in this list, Evil Dead is number one. But
that's not bloodier than Dead Alive.
Well, I can't say because I haven't seen it, but the next two I think are cheating, okay? Because the next on the list are Carrie and The Shining. But, I mean, Carrie, it was just a bucket of pig's blood. That didn't count. And then The Shining was just a room filled with blood. That doesn't count either, does it?
The amount of blood in Carrie is nothing compared to Kill Bill.
Yeah.
There's in one split second of Kill Bill is the entire amount of blood in the whole movie of Carrie.
I agree.
You can take 1 second of Kill Bill, like the bloodiest moment of Kill Bill, and that's the whole movie, blood-wise, of Carrie. So I don't know who made this fucking list.
Yeah, well,
not good.
I didn't see Evil Dead, but they're showing a scene where there's a woman on a ground and everything is covered in a thick coating of blood. I mean, there isn't a thing in the picture that isn't red, including the chainsaw that she's reaching for.
And not bad. And that's the new Evil Dead, right? Not the old one?
No, it's the old one.
Oh, it's the old one. Okay, yeah. I don't remember that as part of the old one. And anyway, you can tell that Halloween is coming because we're already talking about this shit.
Yeah.
We're already talking about scary movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's the lead up to Halloween. I can't wait for the Halloween episode. It's going to be fun. That'll be next week. But
yeah. Wait a minute.
Let me tell you. That's not Monday.
That's a week from Friday. Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
This stupid list, I got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
They're counting Carrie as one of the bloodiest movies.
They are.
Is Carrie's above Dead Alive?
Yeah, they're not in any kind of other order, unless it's in some sort of like chronological order. Maybe it's in chronological.
Well, let me tell you this. Here's a scene from Dead Alive. There's a whole bunch of zombies in a room, a huge room, just shitloads of zombies. And these are zombies that they're not drained of blood. Like, they don't just fall apart. If you chop their arm off, they squirt blood.
Okay.
Some zombies, you chop their arm off, nothing happens because they're like husks. Right?
And for the record, because it's my job to interrupt you no matter when you're bringing up something, there is a huge debate in the zombie fandom between there's some say that zombies should not be able to run, and some say that zombies should. There's also the split between zombies eat people and zombies eat only brains. And then there's the zombies have blood, zombies don't have blood split. So, you know, it's real contentious when you mess with these it creates schisms. I'm going to be honest with you, Joe, create schisms.
Zombie. Well, I felt like I learned a lot about zombies reading your book.
Mm.
Still Life with Zombie. There was some real interesting information there about the different iterations of zombies. Flesh-eating, like you were just saying, there's flesh-eating versus brains-eating zombies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of the Dead Alive zombies. I think they just eat everything. Probably. Flesh, brains, poop. I don't know. They might actually eat poop in that movie. That movie's so gross that they just go all out. It's just so disgusting. So I was going to tell you, there's no way Carrie is bloodier than this scene. There's a whole room full of zombies, and this guy is like, okay, I'm going to try and kill all these zombies now. So he gets a lawnmower, and he starts it, and he holds it upright and runs through the room of zombies. Limbs flying, blood splattering everywhere, and then Peter Jackson is like, okay, I can't help myself. And he has the dude slipping around on the blood with like Looney Tunes sounds, and he's like running in place, like it's fucking awesome, man. It's a really funny and disgusting movie, but like, come on. That's the bloodiest scene I've ever seen. And it's bloodier than Django and bloodier than Kill Bill.
So it wins. I don't know.
So fuck you, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking up images from the show, and all it's doing is giving me video game images because I guess... Well, that's a nice one. I guess it can't handle it. But, okay, so 88 led to blood somehow.
Yeah, somehow. Okay, this 88th episode. Now.
Yeah, this 88th episode, Kill Bill... and the crazy 88 and then King Django Unchained and blood and the list and stuff. So here we are. I want to take a left turn. I want to completely off this subject and go like the other side of the world and tell you an anecdote, but I don't want to break your flow. If you had something you wanted to talk about, but I kept interrupting.
No, I'm ready for a left turn. I've braced myself.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So, have you heard of ASMR?
No.
Okay, so ASMR is this thing. I guess it's been around for a while. And it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Okay? I'm pretty sure most of the people who like it don't know that. Because they don't care. Because it's called ASMR. That's what they do, right? And back in the day, when I had first heard of it, I looked it up on YouTube. And there's videos. But now, with Twitch TV, you can actually go watch people doing this live. ASMR. So what it is somebody speaks and their voice has a certain kind of whispery... I can't do it because I'm not a big-breasted skinny girl. But it has a sort of whispery texture to it, and it's supposed to make your scalp tingle. Like, literally, you have a physical sensation from hearing this. Yeah. Here's a definition just to, you know, be stupid. It's an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. It has been compared with auditory tactile synesthesia and may overlap with frisson.
Auditory tactile synesthesia. I'm familiar with that.
Okay.
That's kind of overlap and you can't distinguish one sensation from the other, synesthesia. Yeah,
which happens at Taco Bell all the time because you get some of that super duper hot stuff And then it's like, yeah, somebody says something and you feel a pain in your arm and then you smell something and that makes you see the color green or whatever. Yeah, so that happens. I know why you are familiar with that.
Yeah, because you're looking at the taco while you eat it and somehow you feel like, am I looking, both seeing and tasting the taco at the same time? And it's trippy, man.
Yeah, and it's, I guess it's this... This is a thing that people are into, and it's supposed to promote relaxation and whatnot. And I'm just farting around.
Oh, it kind of sounded disturbing to me. This is a
no. People like this. This is like, so you go on Twitch or just go on YouTube and you watch these videos. It's usually attractive women, and they're whispering into the microphone. And here's the thing, Joe. They have, I'm not making this up, they have special microphones for this. I mean, we're talking about a niche. We're talking about hardcore niche, like, following, right? I mean, your average Joe, you're not an average Joe, but the average person probably doesn't know about this, and yet the people who do watch people who have bought... I went and looked it up. These microphones, the cheap ones, the shit ones, are $500. $500 for a microphone.
What?
Yeah, so you can wear a halter top and look in the camera and say, do you like this? That's a special microphone. I'm not making this up. It's a block, and the microphones... There's two of them. They point away from each other, and they have plastic ear-shaped foam-shaped okay, it's... I don't know what it is, but it's shaped like an ear, like a human ear on both sides. And they do that, I was reading about this, so that when it records the way a human head would hear the sounds. And so then when you go and listen to it, like with headphones... It's like you. It's very distinguishing the left side and the right side. And these women, they get right up on the ears and they rub the ears and they. I'm not making this up. They put like lotion on their hands and they crinkle it next to the ears and it's supposed to drive people fucking wild.
Well, I've got a question.
Calmly wired.
So,
yeah.
So, can you play some and?
Oh hell yeah!
Work?
I'm going to. Yeah, I don't know if it'll work, but I'm going to play some. So, and I'm going to describe some things that happened. When I was playing it. So let me see if I can find the one I was watching. It's,
okay, here we go.
I'll just see if I can... Okay. So this is...
Man,
oh, here she is.
Through it.
I'm going to. I don't know. This girl's name is Pelagia. And she's showing me a big rubber glove right now. And she's rubbing it over one of the microphones. You hearing this?
Yeah.
Okay, let me jump to, I don't know, another part. She's got a blue tile thing in her mouth that she's clicking around while she waves a makeup brush at the camera.
There's a sign.
Oh,
Yeah, okay, so here's what
okay,
I did, Joe.
That made me feel weird.
Okay, so
admit.
I'm going to make you feel weirder.
So all the
so here,
clicking and the rubber gloves and shit, that was just like foreplay, and then boom, she starts whispering.
This video is 26 minutes long. There's others that are hours long. And then, of course, you go to Twitch TV and you watch it live, which is like hours and hours. So I'm figuring, I'm home by myself. This is an attractive lady. It's supposed to be like this sort of a trippy thing. So I figure, you know what? I'll whip out Dr. Erection Stein and we'll go to work, right? We'll see if this is... And I kept losing my boner, Joe. I'm not lying. I'm trying to, you know... take myself to Happy Town, and I keep getting diverted with, what the fuck was that? I'm sorry, it was just...
So you were turned on, and then
well,
it had some effect.
I wasn't turned on, per se. It wasn't like I'm listening to somebody lick my earlobes going, yeah, let's pop it out and see what happens. It wasn't like that. It was like, well, the person in the video is attractive, and this is supposed to be some sort of really good, you know, skin-tingling relaxation kind of thing, so... Maybe I'll get into it.
Yeah, it seems
but...
to... I understand that you were ready to... You're like, hey, this seems like a good situation to jack off.
And
so you gave it a try, but then it took your boner away. It debonered you?
You know how it is when you reach a certain age and you're trying to, you know... You're trying to spill some seed, and it's like, you gotta stay at it, because you get distracted, and it doesn't stay in active mode. You can't go on standby like you could when you were 15. You leave that shit on standby for hours. You come back up, still there. Nowadays, you can't. So, I mean, she's clicking around here. I'll do another one. She's clicking around, and after we listen to an ad, sorry.
okay.
Okay. Oh, now she's got an even better microphone. She's pulling a cucumber out of a plastic bag, and now she's licking her knee. And she's rubbing the cucumbers on the ears.
Okay. So they rub stuff on there. They do they do clucking and clicking, and then they whisper at you.
Yeah. Now she's got a bowl
full
of face.
It seems like a sexual fetish thing.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. There's cucumbers being rubbed on ears. There's something like bizarrely unhealthy sexual about
it. This is what she's doing now. I am swear to God, I'm not making this up. She has the microphone with the ear shaped things. She's got a Q-tip. She's putting lotion on the Q-tip and sticking it in the ear and cleaning the ear thing. And now she's showing me her fingernail polish. Okay, so we need to move on because I'll talk about this for the whole hour if you...
I guarantee that there are people out there that jack off to this successfully.
Well, you're talking
you
to
You might
one.
Not have been successful, but...
Well, I eventually got there.
That's
I mean,
what this is about, man.
Yeah.
I'm making the judgment right now.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up. That was an experience I had this week. I don't know what you've done this week, Joe, but... See, if we had done the show on Monday, wouldn't have been talking about this, but we did a show today. Yeah. So... What do you
well,
want to talk
that
about?
Reminds me. That yeah. reminds me. Did you know that Mr. Belvedere sat on his balls and had to go to the emergency room?
I did not know that recently, or is that just a thing that happened in his life?
No, the guy that played Mr. Belvedere apparently at one point, you know, everybody they were taping a show. You know, I don't know what that entails, but I guess he was practicing his lines or something or. He was in his dressing room. I don't know. Maybe you can look it up for us.
Yeah,
but
I'm doing that right
unfortunately,
now.
Unfortunately, he sat on his balls, and you know that was it. He had to go to the ER. He was injured.
Aw, poor guy. Yeah. Well, I typed in Mr. Belvedere sat, and then autofill finished it for me. I could either
yeah.
sat on his balls,
I don't know the details.
Sat on his own balls, or sat on balls.
Recently,
I'm gonna just see what we got here. Mr. Belvedere blooper?
On purpose, I didn't look this up because I wanted to know about it, and the yeah. best way for me to learn about stuff is for you to read it to me from Wikipedia. So I'm just hoping that it's true.
Oh, you want me to read it? Because I'm looking up clips. The first thing I found was a rare single by a real 80s NYHC band that is totally real and exists. If you get the album art references, I Like You. And apparently it's called Mr. Belvedere's Balls is the name of the song.
Okay, well, we're getting there, but you're saying that...
That's obnoxious. Okay.
Wow.
Sorry about that. All right,
are you saying this is a myth, or, and it's not even like a popular myth enough to where we can read about it?
I don't know. Weird. I don't know. Let me turn this down. Here's Mr. Belvedere. I'm watching the bloopers now, and...
You're watching Belvedere bloopers?
Yeah, I'm watching Belvedere bloopers, and I'm looking for him sitting down. I don't see anything where he... sits on his balls. They probably didn't keep that on the show, right? So we're not going to actually see it.
when I typed it in, it said, Mr. Belvedere sat on his own balls.
Yeah, that was one of the options as well. Supported.
that was how it filled it in.
Hey, can I buy you a drink? No, thanks. Get lost, loser. Wait a minute, before you call me loser, I'm the guy whose balls Mr. Belvedere sat on. I'm kind of famous. Oh, yeah, you can buy me a drink. Let's talk. No, he sat on his own balls.
He sat on his own balls. That's right.
Apparently, oh wait, the Mr. Belvedere urban legend is still spreading. Oh, it could be that it's not true,
it's
Joe.
Urban legend? Damn it, yeah. I hate that. I don't want to believe it.
I'm reading here now, it says, the funniest NSL-related story ever told involves Christopher Hewitt, the star of the 1980s sitcom Mr. Belvedere, and it has anything to do with this hilarious dark sketch that aired in the 1992 during SNL. So okay, I'm bumbling, but I guess it's an Adam Sandler story? He told us about
the
time
Mr.
Belvedere.
I'm reading this here. Yeah. It says these are some facts about Mr. Belvedere, or the guy that played him, I guess.
Okay.
Number five factoid is taping was halted when Hewitt, that's the guy that plays Belvedere, injured his testicles. Pardon me. Yeah, it's an urban legend. It's about Hewitt injuring his own testicles by sitting on them, necessitating that the production shut down for an entire week. And then it says, this happens to be true. He fell backwards riding in a convertible in the Hollywood Christmas parade. What? Causing trauma to his genitalia. Okay.
That guy's got ball problems. balls problems.
Mr. Ballsvedere. All right.
Okay, so I'm doing some more reading, which makes for great podcasting.
I noticed the dead air was kind of fun.
That's why we have background music. Kind of just, yeah, everyone else is doing it too. If you, being the listener, don't listen in front of starting over with this sentence. If you, the listener, do not sit in front of a computer while listening to our podcast, so you can look at the stupid shit that we're talking about, I'm sorry, but you should.
See, that pause was for everybody, everybody that is our listener, as they kind of read through the bullshit that they find online after they type in Mr. Ballsvedere.
There's the name of the Today Show. I was going to call it Mr. Bevel's Sound on His Own Balls, but Mr. Ballsvedere is way better. Mr. Ballsvedere. Oh, Mr. Ballsvedere. I don't know how to spell that. Well, I'll figure it out when I
type it. It doesn't matter. That's up to you.
Yeah. Mr. Ballsvedere. I did not know. Yeah, good.
Here's another hard left turn. Well, let's turn back to the right.
Okay. More blood?
Have you ever heard of... We've said the word trippy a couple times, so... You know what's trippy? I learned something about something. It's called trypophobia.
Trypophobia?
You ever heard of that before?
Like scared of going to Puerto Vallarta or something? Trypophobia?
Nice, dude. Well, it's funny because somebody brought it up to me, and I'm like, is that even real? And then this is what it is. Well, I don't even know if I can explain it. It's the fear of circles. It's a fear of a collection of circles.
Yeah.
Actually, when you look it up, I did look this up, and it's not as much a fear as it is a reaction of disgust to like a cluster of shapes.
Yeah.
Circles. Not as much squares, but circles. Are you looking it up? Are you reading about this?
I did, right now? Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I found on a Wikipedia, spelled T-U-R-Y-P-O-phobia. So, you know, like... And I, at first I thought, like tryptophan. Like people who are afraid of turkey in Thanksgiving. But no. It's like you said, it's the aversion to the sight of irregular patterns or clusters of small holes or bumps. And the picture they use as an example... is apparently a lotus seed head. And it's making me uncomfortable looking at it. I'm telling you.
That's the weird thing. This person was like, I've got this problem, trypophobia. And I'm like, what is it? Like, well, you know, if I see a bunch of like circles together, it freaks me out. And they were talking about like even suds. Like suds will freak this person out that I was talking to. And then, this person looks it up on her phone and she's like, look at some of these. And it was fucking me up. Like, I was getting grossed out for real.
Yeah. Do or don't do this. Just Google the word trypophobia and then hit images and prepare to lose your shit. This is gross. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, and then people like Photoshop disgusting like holes into like an image of their foot or their arm.
Yeah. And then put teeth
in. I knew it right away, and I called it even before we started reading the Wikipedia. I was like, this is evolutionary.
It has to be.
I think we all have it to some degree. Some people are more sensitive than others, but it's got to be some aversion, like an aversion to like disease, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think that or poison. Like, by the way, people will look at beehives and get skeeved out and – So it's the same type of thing. It's an evolutionary thing. Like if you see it, you're like, oh, something's wrong. Like it's disease or poison or I'm about to be attacked by bees. Sexy bumblebees.
Sexy bumblebees. I want to know what experience the person who invented the word skeeve had to invent the word skeeve. Because just now you said skeeved out and that tickled me. I want to know what if maybe
skeeved
it was...
Skeeved out. That's a great term.
That's what you just said. You said...
I know. I say that intentionally every time. It didn't just come tumbling out because it really nothing sums up that feeling better than skeeved out. Like you can. You know.
I am so disturbed by these pictures that I have to Google pictures of Allison Hannigan and look at her for a while just so that I'm
The weird thing is now I feel maybe you feel the same way. Now I feel like extra aware of that. And now I'm going to get grossed out by other things that I wouldn't have before. Like, I'm going to be staring down at, like, a bowl of Cheerios and be like, fucking, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell you what, you can do what I'm doing. I'm looking at a tattoo that Allison Hannigan has right above her butt crack, and it looks like it's a either a Chinese or Japanese symbol. And now I'm doing better than I was, so.
That's a nice palate cleanser.
It's a palate cleanser. Yeah. Maybe that's what the tattoo is. Maybe it's the Japanese word for palate cleanser. Who knows? She's just offering it up. She's like, hey, guys, look, if you get skeeved out, check out my ass. It's a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Probably not.
So what minute are we at? Is it time to pay? Question. Or?
We are at minute 30. Yeah, you nailed it. We're halfway through.
Is it time to pay?
Is it time to pay? Yeah. If I have nightmares about clusters of circles, I'm going to fight you. I'm still skeeved out. That's a good topic, dude. We should have done a whole episode about trypophobia. No. I could play Massive Attack in the background, you know.
But now, like Swiss cheese will fuck you up. A sponge will fuck you up.
Ugh.
Get a bunch of straws together in a bunch and then look at the end of them and get skeeved.
Get, yeah.
100% skeeved. Hundo P. Skeeved out. Straight fire.
I'm Hundo P on the trip.
Yeah.
I'm trippo tripping. Too much fun. Okay, do you have a way to pay for this? Because I asked the Larco boys if they had something. They said they were working on a series of cassettes because they're so modern. And they didn't give it to me, but apparently they're still writing the copy for a series of cassettes where they will rap. They hired a rapper to rap about chess openings. So they're working on it.
I can't wait for that, but I've got a word from our sponsor if you want to start with that.
Let's word up your sponsors. Okay, are you ready to roll this now?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right.
Are you fat? That's okay. I'm really fat, too. From one fat fuck to a fat friend, I feel I should offer a fantastic fast food recommendation. Jack in the Box. This quote restaurant doesn't even pretend to be healthy. There are vegetables available, but they don't really count. If you toss a piece of welted lettuce on a double barbecue onion ring cheeseburger with a chocolate chip cookie for a bun, you will still likely trigger diabetes by the end of the sandwich. And by the way, that sandwich is called the Double Beluga Pazookie Bun Booger Burger. Yum! If you're trying to cut carbs, you have come to the wrong place. The only side of cottage cheese you will get at Jack in the Box is your disgusting love handles. The only carbs being cut are the potatoes just before they're deep fried and smothered in bacon and chili. If you're a fat fuck, just embrace it. It's a good look for you. And nothing quite makes a fat fuck look fatter than a fat fuck eating fast food. Fast food from Jack in the Box.
There are lots of Jack in the Boxum? What's plural for boxes? Box eye?
Jacks in the Box eye?
Jacks in the... There are many Jacks in the Box eye near my domicile. And anytime I want to, A, get a... What'd you call it? Triple bacon burger, beluga bazooka burger? With
the double
cheese.
Beluga bazooki bun burger burger?
Yeah, anytime I want one of those. Or I want to just talk to a prostitute who's on her break, I can just go down to the Jack in the Box.
Oh my God. You dickhead.
It's true, though. No, I'm not even making this up. I'm not joking. There are literally signs on the street that say, warning, prostitution and drug area, you are being photographed. That's what it says. I'm not
warning.
Lying. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're out...
That's a warning to the prostitutes, to the sex workers.
Yeah, or the people who are buying drugs.
You can no longer say prostitute or whore, and that's... As time goes by, all these words are taken from me, so I can no longer be funny because it speaks to the limits of my sense of humor. But
look, we could talk about.
I can't say prostitute anymore.
Yeah, you can. You can say whatever you want, Joe. Say prostitute.
Warning,
say whore.
Sex workers.
Well, the sign is, I guess, out of date because it says prostitutes. And I think it's not so much to say to the prostitutes, hey, you're being photographed. I think it's to say to the potential customers, hey, we're watching you. So, and I don't know if the camera's actually pointing all the way into the Jack in the Box when they're eating the triple beluga bazooka and your nookie burger with cheese. But they are on the street. And if I want to get one, I can just go down there. And I want to tell a quick prostitute, excuse me, sex worker story, if that's all right with you. So apparently, is that all right with you?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So I live next to a guy, really nice guy. I mean, decent dude. Who worked for Homeland Security. He was a border agent, and I don't know what the various Homeland Security levels are or what the ranks are or whatever, but he carried a sidearm, okay? So he was at that level, whatever. And he would get in his truck, and he would drive to the airport every day, because that's the border he was working, because it's an international airport. So he'd go down there and he'd work it, and he sometimes would have cases where he had to go into town and find somebody who was on an international flight, like a flight worker, and took off and decided, I'm in America now, wee! And, you know, that kind of thing. So he would have to go hunt them down. Mm-hmm. And he would tell stories about the weapon ops training he would have to do, where they would go into these warehouses and all the trainees would be given guns that shot little soap chips, you know? And mm-hmm. Apparently that's so that they could really pull a trigger and really fire something and really hit a person but not actually kill them. And he told all these crazy stories about, like, they had to do this one thing where they're chasing some guy down and he jumped into a van and there was a midget, and so my friend, he just stuck his gun underneath the van and shot the midget 7 times in the leg. And the midget kept saying, stop shooting me, I'm dead. And he's like, I'm not going to stop pulling the trigger. Anyway, tell these stories, right? I'm probably making this story too long. And they were hilarious every time. No.
God, okay.
Tell me another one of these paint chip shooting a midget underneath the van stories. So this really happened to him. Apparently, he gets into his truck to go to work one morning. And this is in the morning, but a lady of the evening, I guess she's like working the late shift, which would be the early shift for anybody else, she walks right up to his truck as he's about to pull it on the busy street and grabs the door handle. She's going to get in that truck. And this is what he said. He said, I screamed like a little girl, slapped the door lock, and jumped into traffic without even seeing if anybody was coming. This man carries a sidearm. He had it with him at that time. And an 85-pound... sex worker scared the shit out of him.
Wow.
So, you know, I just wanted to tell that story. And, yeah.
I love it. Check it out. Here's another left turn. We're going back to the left.
Okay.
Now. I've been talking to this guy. He's a millennial. And every time I talk to him, he says something more and more ridiculous. Yeah. And I'm to the point now where I think every time I speak to this guy, I'm going to kind of take note of the ridiculous things he says, because okay. I can't get enough of it. I don't know if you or the listener, Dad, how you doing, Dad, are going to enjoy this as much as I do. But this guy is like 27 years old. His parents are rich. He's never really had a job. He's like the most coddled, entitled fucking dude I've ever met in my life. And he says stuff like emotionally, like he really fucking means it. He has a lot of conviction, and he has no idea how ridiculous it sounds. And, you know, so the last couple times I've talked to him, here's the first example. he's a stoner. Like,
okay.
That will become clear as I tell these stories. But sure. He's like, you know what? My fucking dad, you know what he did the other day? And like, this is his dad has given him everything. And this dude sits around, does nothing but smoke weed, like blatantly smoking weed in his parents' house, which is against their rules, but there's nothing they can do. And he's like, you know what my dad did the other day? I was trying to watch some fucking TV in one room, and my dad was watching TV in the other room. And he turned up his TV so he could hear his TV over mine. And he was like, you know what I did? That's right. I fucking turned up my TV. Because fuck his TV. And I was like, dude, you've got fucking problems, man. And he's like, yeah, I know. I was trying to tell him, you've got problems. Like, there's a problem with your mind. Like, you're an asshole. But he was like, yeah, I know. It sucks, right? And then he goes, and I went upstairs, and I was so upset, I could hardly even smoke a bowl. And he meant that. He stared me straight in the eye and was upset. And he was like, can you believe that? I could barely even smoke a bowl.
Oh, poor guy.
Couldn't believe it. All right, so here's his next story. He's like playing frisbee golf. And this dude comes up and they all like share their weed with one another.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, so who's got a bowl? And nobody's got a bowl except my friend here.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I've got some, but I can't share today. And everyone's like, what? What a dick. And it's like, oh, no, really bad form, you know, out on the frisbee golf court. whatever the fuck you call it. Out on the greens. Hey. Anyway. And so he goes and he pulls out his little container and shows them that all he has is like a whole lot of shake. A shake, which I guess, you know, that's – do you know what shake is?
No, I don't.
Weed, dude. But it's no longer kind of connected to the flower. It's not in bud form. It's just like, you know
– flakes.
Just a bunch of – yeah, it looks like oregano, right?
But, yeah.
So he's like, this is all I have. It's just a bunch of shake. And then this is what he's telling me. He's like, and I showed it to him, and they should have understood. I said, look, this is all I have for the next 2 days, all right? I can't share this. Are you kidding me? Like, I got to look out for myself here. And then he goes, and you know what? I was so upset. Here it is again. He's like, I was so upset. I didn't even smoke weed the next day until 1 p.m. I was like, man. But anyway, I took note of it. I'm like, every single time. In fact, I know this isn't really an ethical thing to do, but like he says something ridiculous like that every time I talk to him. So next time I'm considering like recording him.
Oof. I don't know if the Taco Bell bylaws.
I'll just report because it, I don't know. I thought you might enjoy that.
Very much. Yeah, we got it. I mean, that's got to be a thing you could say, you know, like to tell people, like you could just as an example, you know, you're like, oh man, yesterday I was in my car and the light turned green, right? And I went and then this dude didn't go and the light turned red and I was so pissed off. I couldn't even listen to Alice in Chains for like 10 minutes. I don't know. That wasn't very good, but that kind of thing.
It was 90s. I'm all about the 90s. Yeah, you're bringing us back.
Something Allison. Oh, you know, I like to wash. I don't like to. I actually do like my job. I wash car washes. And this guy who sells me, oh my God, he sells me sponges. Now I'm starting to freak out. I'm getting that trypophobia thing. Anyway, he's like, hey, isn't so-and-so from Seattle? Didn't he die? I'm like, what? What? He's like, yeah, Paul Which Allen. One? I was like, that's the Washington, Seattle. I'm in Seattle, Texas. And so are you. So
oh, yeah. Okay.
What the hell's wrong with you? And he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. A whole bunch of people there died. Chris Cornell, that Alice in Chains guy. And didn't Scott Whelan? I was like, okay, no. Wait, stop. Slow down. All of those were Seattle, except for Scott Whelan. He is from, I think, L.A. He lived in Ohio for a while. Anyway.
Yeah.
But Alice in Chains came up. I'm just saying it was a coincidence. It was like the Django Unchained scene I saw earlier when you brought up Kill Bill and Crazy 88s. Sorry. I need a smokeable.
Well, it's I don't know what minute we're at, but I'm looking forward to this Larco thing. Is that going to happen today?
Yeah, no, not today. No. They didn't get the copy put together. Apparently, okay, so there's a bit of a problem. They hired this rapper who plays a lot of chess in his name.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just give you a little example. This is what he goes. so much drama in the chess world today. Kind of hard to be Snoop Rookie R double OK. It's like, what did you just say?
So, oh, no.
Yeah. So that apparently there's some issues in the because the Larco guy's like, we need to sell some cassettes. Can you jazz it up? He's like, I'm not gonna bullshit these people. If I'm rapping about the Danish Gambit, I'm rapping about the Danish Gambit. I'm not gonna be bullshitting them and saying A6 is a good move because it's not. And it's just, I know. So apparently, there's some problems, and they're gonna work it out.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. You think it'll be in the next couple episodes?
It probably won't be next week because that's the Halloween episode. But yeah, I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, that wouldn't be on theme, really, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're at minute 45. It's funny to me how these no-topic episodes fly by. They just go. Because we just talk about whatever. I like it. We should do another podcast, Joe, where it's never do a topic except for on-topic-tober. Or like it's no topics ever except in October we do a topic. We should do that.
Well, I was just thinking this is stupid, but no Topic-tober last year and this year. Of course, there's the Halloween topic, which is huge. So that blows the term doesn't even really make sense.
Okay, so
I guess most of October there's no topic, but then there's fucking Halloween. It's my favorite topic.
We could like stretch it or like kind of rationalize and say that in as much as the Halloween episode is for Halloween, but you're never going to hear an episode live. You're going to hear it the next day. Then the day after Halloween isn't October anymore. So, I mean, yeah, that's a stretch, but not as much as I was stretching my PUD when I was trying to jerk off listening to ASMR. That was a stretch, my friend. Hey-o!
Nice. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, I think this is as good a time as any for me to argue for the cancellation
of the show?
Of the program.
Wait a minute. Walk me through this. You're going to do what?
I think we should stop. I think, you know, we just ran out of shit to talk about. I might as well just... I think the timing is right.
What do you mean ran out of shit to talk about? We're on the internet, Joe. There's a billion things to talk about. I could just Google.
Oh, yeah? Give me one thing to talk about.
I could Google.
I'll hold off on my argument.
I'm going to close my eyes.
One good thing.
I put my cursor in the Google search box. I'm closing my eyes, and I'm just going to tap a few keys. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know what I typed. I'm going to hit return. All right? Now I'm going to hit images, and boom. You're right. It's nothing. Apparently, I typed DO9R8T7G. Nothing came up.
Come on. That's a controversial topic.
Apparently,
I think
it is.
Done well.
Yeah. Do 9, I get to change that to do 9 rate 7G. No, it's nothing. You're right. We should stop making this podcast because we resorted to me typing blandly into Google and I can't find my buttons. Okay, here we go. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of JBC's Arguments for Cancellation. And it's not even really necessary. You listen to the show, and you can just tell that it sucks. When we don't have a theme, sometimes it gets really, really janky. But let me tell you a story. This is how bad my contributions to the show can be. It's been a while since we've had a fucktage. Remember fucktages?
I remember fucktages.
Yeah, and those were arguments for cancellation because, hey, we say fuck too much. And I think we've had 3 fucktages. It's a cheap trick. I just go back a couple episodes. I isolate how shockingly often we say the word fuck. And I was so lazy this week that I was like, okay, I'll wait until like the hour before the show and I'll try to throw together some fucks and maybe it'll be funny. And I couldn't even bring myself to do that. Instead, I started singing to myself in my head. And what I started singing was disturbing to me, and before I knew it, I had obscenitized a song, and it's, and so this is what I've done instead of a fucktage, is I recorded this song, and I'm not kidding, I let my wife listen to it, and she walked out. She did. In fact, I think she was like, she was like shaking her head and was about to put her hands to her ears as she was walking out. So this is the type of stuff I come up with, and I think it's, I think once you hear it, we'll both, you can, I have enough shame to go around. You can feel ashamed too.
Sure.
And I think my wife just would wish that this never happened. So why don't you go ahead and play clip 88 for me and turn it up a little bit.
All right.
Your mama's boobs, her fat balloons look like full moons, and in between them is my dick. Fuck your mama's tits. I'll bust a load straight up her nose, squeezing her globes, groping with my filthy mitts. Fuck your mama's tits. Once I've placed my penis in her pooper, I'm in the mood to hump her humongous hooters. Your mama's boobs, her fat balloons look like full moons, and in between them is my dick. Fuck your mama's tits!
Yeah, shame. I got pills for that. Yeah.
You gonna shake your pill bottle and say shame at me? That's,
no, I'm taking a pill. I'm ashamed for you. I'm taking my shame pill.
Anyway,
that was filthy.
I don't know if this makes it any better, but as I wrote down the lyrics to that song, I did spell tits with a Z at the end.
You know what? You almost had me, Joe. You almost had me convinced, but you added that T-zinger. I'm not convinced. That's genius. The rhymes you came up with, the consistency was really, really good, and the Z pushed me over the edge.
I think you just didn't fucking convinced me.
Sometimes dead is better.
Yeah, but we're not dead yet because you're too good at what you do, Joe. I'm sorry. I mean, I agree with your wife. If I was your wife, I would have walked out too. I actually wouldn't have married you. I'd actually, anyway, point is that you're just too good at it.
My wife really, really doesn't like that subject matter. What? Next time we have her on the show, I think that she'll castigate me.
Intermammarian intercourse? What do they call it? What's the word for? Is there like a
jug fucking?
What's the, like? There's got to be an official term. Like the I'm going to look at a technical term for jug fucking. Jug smack? No. It's doing the jug or not? Nope. All right, I gotta keep.
Are you
looking.
Really reading this off the internet, or is that from? No, absolutely. Is that from your brain?
I want to know what it's really called, because there's a word for it. There's a word for. Oh, it's just called mammary intercourse. That's boring.
Mammary intercourse.
Yeah. I know there's
Hooter
a word.
Humping.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, there's fellatio, and then there's a billion other ways of saying the same thing. I'm sure it's the same with mammary intercourse. There's a fun word for when you slide. When you slide your good fella in between her butt globes, I don't know where that is though.
It's called sodomy.
No, not, without going into any, you know, not going in.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
mammary intercourse. Nah. Again, yeah, that's hooter humping is good. I think a dick in headlights.
that's good. I'm looking up. Well, hot dogging. That's the butt one.
Hot dogging.
Yeah.
No, the term for hot dogging is when you fart and burp at the same time. Oh,
here's the word. Frottage. I found it. Frottage. 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 I could put that
frottage.
In
frottage. That sounds more obscene. Frottage. You're
frottage.
Like, frottage.
No, no, it does. It's like, you know, I like the evil laugh. I'll give you the lines and you perform it. I'll be the director. You be the actor. Okay, you're an evil guy, and you're explaining to your victim who you've tied to a chair what you're going to be doing to her. You say, and then after the scorpions, there will be frottage. Okay, go ahead and put in the
and
laugh.
Then after the wait, what was it?
Yeah, get the evil laugh has to be in there somewhere too. Sorry, right, and action.
And then after the scorpions, there will be frottage.
Dun dun dun! If I had been on the ball, would have had the real music there, but that'll have to do. Can you can we do that again? Not right now, but someday, because that was fun.
Give me something else evil to say. Hey, can you give me a dun 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 afterwards, or is that?
Yeah, I'd have to look one up, but I'm sure I can find one. Yeah, let's do that. How much time do we got left? 5 minutes. Yeah, we have plenty of time. We can fuck around it, and you know, while we're fucking around, we can, you know.
Can you walk us through it?
Tell people what we're doing.
Very nice.
How do you spell dun dun dun?
The evil guy music. Voice. I'd like to name that character. Maybe we can do
Let's see.
That.
I might have found a clip. Let's see. Found it. All right, good.
Damn, good job, man.
It's first try. Okay, so now I got to use some evil to say.
Lead up to Halloween. Give me some evil things to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, the line is not going to sound evil, but you're going to make it evil, okay? All right? You're going to say, and then I moved my queen, and we weren't even playing chess.
Okay.
And action.
And then I moved my queen, and we weren't even playing chess.
That's genius. Except every time I... Stop it. Stupid YouTube. I like it. Want to do one more?
I'm going to give you that the Jack in the Box burger in the evil voice.
Okay. What is it you're going to do? What do you mean? You're just going to name the burger?
I'm just going to name a sandwich.
Well, let's do that, but let's do it in the context of an evil sentence, right?
Okay.
Yes. How about this? It's like I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to be evil.
You're trying to come up with an evil cheeseburger sentence.
This I am awesome. Trying to come up with an evil cheeseburger sentence.
What a challenge.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what you come up with.
It's going
to
be, you're going to make it good, not me. It's going to be, would you like an hors d'oeuvre or would you like the thing?
Okay.
Okay. All right, go for it. Action.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre? Or would you prefer a double beluga pazuki bun booger burger?
There's your argument for cancellation, Joe.
that's it. I've had enough.
Okay, that was fun, though.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, Sal, what do you want to talk about in our last few minutes here? You want to talk about that cough you just landed in my ear?
Yeah, sorry about the cough.
No, that's okay.
It's Foley. And remember, every time we make weird sound effects, we should every once in a while declare that it's Foley.
Foley, yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. Speaking
of... I'll do some, too.
Okay.
Like, how about this?
Yeah. Foley! That's good Foley right there. I'm also jealous. What is that? Is that a Diet Dr. Pepper?
It's a Diet Coke.
Oh, okay. As long as it's Diet... I went to.
You could tell it was diet by the sound, right?
Yeah, I could.
You were close.
I was
diet
close.
Diet Coke, not a diet doctor.
I actually went to. We have. You've heard of Costco? We've got Cheapsco, a little bit cheaper than Costco.
Cheapsco. Is that a Larco company?
Actually, I don't know. I should ask. It's just our warehouse thing where we buy stuff. And I bought a humongous bottle of tequila that I haven't opened yet because I'm just not feeling it. I don't know why. Are you still teetotaling?
I'm teetotaling.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to be on a health kick, I'm still getting over a cold. It's really difficult to get over a cold when you're constantly smoking cigarettes like I am. So I don't know if this health kick, it's more of like a health punt. Like a...
That's a good one.
Not much. Anyway, like I'm smoking cigarettes and coughing. It's not the healthiest thing. But, yeah, I probably haven't had a drink in like 6 weeks or something like that.
You haven't? Wait a minute. I need you to say that again. What?
I haven't had a drink in like 6 weeks.
Okay, it's not quite as good when the outro music's playing, but whatever. All right, that's the show, Joe.
All right. I'll light a cigarette for the end of the show here.
Go for it, dude. Any last thoughts or words of endearment, of encouragement?
Yep. Next week, we're going to have a special guest, Shags.
Yay! Now, she's Funtime Shags, but for Halloween, what is her name? It's not Funtime, right? Scare Time Shags. Bloody Shags.
Well, Funeral Time Shags.
Funeral Time Shags.
And,
Uncomfortable and Coffin also, Pillow
I
Shags.
I think we're going to have... I'm sorry, I was talking over you. We're also going to have Pauline.
Woohoo! What's Pauline's scary Halloween name?
I don't know. Can you come up with a good one?
Yeah.
I trust
you. Okay, so Shags, I just said, and you might have heard, is Uncomfortable Coffin Pillow Shags. And Pauline will be... Pauline will be not the first, but the second route you trip on when you're running away from the bad guy, Pauline.
Wow,
I'll work on
that's
that.
That's a hell of a Halloween name.
It is.
Anyway, then we're going to have another special guest. His name is Jackass Lee Spookenstein.
Woohoo! Like it.
Jackass Lee Spookenstein. That's actually Jack Ghastly Spookenstein.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Not Jackass Lee, but Jack Ghastly. Okay.
It's hard not to just say, you know, Jackass Lee Spookenstein.
Hey, speaking of hard and Stein, maybe Dr. Erectionstein will make a showing if people whisper. No, if they do, then they won't show. Call back, not a good one. Anyway, all right. I'm going to hit mute and let you think of something funny to scream, and I'll type up the show notes, and then I'll post this son of a sex worker.
Nice.
Good night.
Mr. Balsvedere!
Foley.